Everyone, tonight or today for half of us, we are playing Girl by Moonlight. This is session four. Girl by Moonlight is by Andrew Gillis. Our magical girls are on a sea of stars in mechs fighting leviathans. My name is Donna. My pronouns are he, him, and I am running this game. Let us get a quick intro from our players and their characters, and maybe a last week on moment that they are really happy with or proud of from last week. Let's go in reverse character keeper order. Matt, I think that means it's you.
That's me. I'm Matt. I use they, them, or any pronouns. I am opening the character keeper. Let's see. I'm playing Iris, who is our troubled captain, who has more troubles than I even knew about when we started. I was very happy with how sometimes you don't know what the character's like until they just jump out a little bit, or someone or a beloved character confronts you, and then all of a sudden you respond. And I really liked how Cordelia and Iris sort of like how they came to this revelation and how it didn't seem to maybe bring Iris as much joy as it might have. But yeah, I'm piloting Luna and I'm excited to learn more about that. And that's it.
Over to Sabine.
Hello, my name is Sabine. I use any pronouns. My pilot is called, well, nicknamed Jack. He is a delinquent and a press-gang convict. He's a rebellious teen from the under things. So yeah, basically what you expect from a blue-haired rebellious convict teen who likes to jump into action without any thought of the consequences mostly. Because, their true name is Apogee, and their mech is called, I think it's Shamash. Yes, Shamash. And last time we fought a Leviathan, which was fun. And while doing that, Jed had the brilliant idea to use a religious artifact to fight the Leviathan, and that went well, if you mean it helped defeat the Leviathan. It didn't went so well because it destroyed the relic, and our people seem to be mad about that. Fine. Whatever. I also loved how the group came together, and I loved riffing off of Iris, who is our captain, and Jed is not somebody who's easy, who rests easy with anybody in authority, to be fair.
And lastly, Ian.
Hello. I'm Ian. I use he, him pronouns. I'm playing Cordelia, she, her pronouns, who is a mild-mannered maintenance worker by day, and by moonlight transforms into Redshift, they, them pronouns. Last time I really just as Matt was saying, like I didn't really know how Cordelia was going to play until I started playing her. And I was pleased to discover that she is a lot more brash and sort of like immediately confrontational than I was expecting. Maybe that's just because we have not very much runway with, we're already halfway through our run, but I was excited to see some sparks fly there between Cordelia and the object of her affection slash admiration, Iris. And not necessarily the like fun, butterflies in stomachs sort of sparks. And I did a cool move in my Jaguar mech, Discali Polka.
So right after we complete a mission, we go back to the start of the play cycle into the obligation phase, where we see our protagonists in their day-to-day grind. I guess these are the very mundane aspects that they're struggling against, as opposed to I don't know, horrific, nightmarish, wonderful stuff we see on the mission. I kind of want to see, people struggling not just with what we've established previously, but also the fallout of the mission, which is, general discontent on the station. Maybe that discontent is pointing in two different directions, from the bottom up and from the top down, and some of it pointing at our pilots themselves. Who wants to go first? Who's got an idea for their obligation?
Not it.
I have a good, if not particularly involves idea here. Last time we described the battle between our pilots, our engines, and the sort of rogue Leviathan that made it on board our ship, destroying well, a lot of things I expect, but especially this sort of temple or site of worship. And I think that this is not Cordelia's like local, like I don't think that she comes to mass here or whatever the worship service is. This is probably like a big central location. And she probably has a little, a little boiler room chapel somewhere. But I think that in addition to her regular work, Cordelia is also spending time, along with her sort of faith leader, Deacon Blues, is going to come, is going to be sort of fixing up some of the damage that was caused. And unbeknownst to everyone around her, she, had a hand in in causing it. I think this is Cordelia with like coveralls and a rivet gun and a sort of bundle of I'm imagining 2x4s. They probably don't have wood.
Space 2x4s,
2x4s, yeah. And she's sort of like hustling this way and that and is really like on her second wind, right? Has put in her sort of 10 hours on shift and has come here instead of going to relax to help try to put the ship back together again.
Well, obligation is certainly not about relaxing, So I'm looking at your sheet, and unless you're putting your kind of advanced dot into moon, you're going to be rolling moon to see how stressed this obligation makes you.
Yeah, just as a point of clarification, before we began, you reminded me that I hadn't assigned XP. Just is that enough XP to give me another like action point here or?
Yeah, so I seem to remember you getting 7. Was it 7? So that means you could fill up Moon and then have a spare one in like your playbook XP or one of your other action XPs.
Okay, in that case, I think I am going to take a point in Moon. And I think it would be most interesting if I took a point in Confess. For our purposes here today. That's interesting. Yeah,
So I
sometimes I'm
think you got
rolling.
a choice. I think you got a choice then whether you want to roll Sun or Moon. Let me just read the prompts for those. in case you have an angle. If you roll sun, your obligation involves scary people or circumstances or is physically taxing. And if moon is rolled, your obligation breaks your heart and drives you to despair.
This definitely seems like a sun situation to me. Like I've the way that I've described it, it's just Cordelia sort of pushing herself to her the limits of her bodily strength and sort of stamina in order to make this happen, and not really in a particularly heroic way either, just in a like burning the candle at both ends sort of way.
So, why don't you roll one die? You'll be taking stress equal to six minus whatever you roll.
Okay. Let's see. Just opening up the dice roller here. Yeah. Here's one die. This is for obligation Cordelia. I rolled a six.
Pretty good.
Good.
That's zero stress.
Yeah. I mean, I think that this is like, I've described Cordelia as like a true believer in the past. Like she really believes in the mission of the generation ship and the kind of like voyage. And so I think that this is just like her falling back on the camaraderie of being part of a faith community. It's not, she's not just doing this by herself. She and her kind of, her friends and neighbors and even the people higher up above her who are sort of consigning her to this work are taking a hand in putting back what is really like a nerve center of this community into like working order. And so I think that this is just her like, she stumbles maybe and like is about to like let the bundle of 2x4s drop, and Deacon Blues is there and he like catches the other end of it, right? And he like a reassuring presence. It might have been stressful if she didn't have those kind of community bonds, but luckily she's got people around her.
Yeah, I think maybe later on, maybe like there's a break or it's after you've wrapped up work for the day, and maybe you've a chance to sit down and there's a kettle of tea being on a stove, probably something really makeshift, like the welder has been used to boil the kettle or something really crazy like that. And you're chatting, and Deacon Blues says to you, "I really can't understand how the people who run this place don't see everything that you are, Cordelia. You should be in one of those mechs. You should be finding your destiny out there."
I think that Cordelia is still internally is still kind of fuming from the exchange last time with Captain Iris. And I think that she says, I think that she says, maybe it's selfish of me, Deacon. But I think I want to live. I want to see the world we're heading to. I don't envy them.
I don't know quite yet, but maybe there's wisdom in knowing your lot in life, but I'm so angry at them for rejecting you when I know exactly how good you could be and how your faith burns brighter than some of those who wear holy vestments all day, every day.
I think she shrugs and she says, I knew what I was signing up for. They take the best and the brightest. And I'm part of the team, I'm part of the chain. They don't launch those ships without they, they don't launch those ships without fuel, without rivets. She says, with a little bit of bitterness in her voice, no, it's only the cream of the crop that gets to pilot the engines.
And I think, yeah, your bitterness probably is reflected in his. He's, I think, angry a little bit on your behalf. And you're not quite sure whether you think he will do something about that or whether he will just let it simmer, as he imagines you let yours simmer.
The tea kettle is coming to a boil.
You say very meaningfully, and then he pours a hot drop for you both. Cool. Are you happy with that? Or is there something you want to add?
I just wanted to say that I think this is happening against the backdrop of like the huge cavernous interior space of this temple, right? With like scaffolding up around the like the giant columns and but so like in the foreground it's this sort of like very makeshift little camp that they've set up, and in the background it's like a mosaic the size of a football pitch or something, you know.
And I think it's this is in stark contrast to the overcrowded, cramped spaces we've seen you in previously, right?
It feels almost a little bit agoraphobic, I think. Like she feels exposed, or like she might fall out into that empty space. And it's only Deacon Blues here who is like keeping her tethered, I think. And and a bunch of nameless extras who we who we who look friendly.
Okay, awesome. Sabine, do you have any idea for a jet?
I do have an idea, especially since we've been like, oh, only they only chose cream of the crop. Yeah, right, sure. Let's show what the cream of the crop is doing right now. And I think what the cream of the crop is doing, I think he is working in. He's been yelled at because A, he jumped the gun and didn't respect the chain of command, and then he destroyed the spear, and so he's got, I think, some kind of cleanup duty that he has to do, and it's probably something that is unpleasant and messy, and I think it's some cleanup of exploding of fuel line, repairing some kind of fuel line where the fuel is still dripping and everything is still moving, right? You have to be really careful, otherwise you get either burned or scratched or your hand gets missing, which is the thing that Jet mostly wants to avoid, burn and scratch. Okay, fine. That's part of what he's been told to do, Right, and he's doing it because, I mean, yeah, fine, somebody's got to do it, and he hates it. He's grumbling the whole time, like probably sings some not very loudly. He's a rebel up to a certain point right now. He doesn't want to get into more trouble than he already is. So yeah, he's singing very quietly some sort of song about who needs gods, who needs temples, who even needs a paradise. We got what we have here. Why don't we work with that? That's the gist of the rebel song. It's probably not super loud, but it's loud, so you can't really hear it if you're superior, at least.
So is it again, last time we saw Jet do this kind of repair work, he was alone out in the dark. Is now that he's inside, even in a terrible place, is he still alone, or is
Oh
there a crew?
no, he's not still alone. There are some other workers, none of which who like him, who have been told that he is a convict. He has destroyed the spear, so yeah, gets slammed into a thing sometimes. I mean, he's still a pilot, kind of, so they try not to damage him too much, but these people are not friendly to him.
So when you roll with stars, your obligation puts you under social pressure, which I think we have definitely established, or sets off your anxiety. So you're going to roll two dice and take the lower result.
Okay, cool. I mean, cool for a well, that goes, yeah, it's a two. So I take four
Perfect.
stress.
For stress, yeah.
Right? Okay.
Definitely not fun.
No. Same.
So, I mean, I think you've described already how your kind of co-workers on this job are really digging into you, and I think maybe we get like a parallel with the scene we just had with Cordelia, where there's a break in work and people are making some tea or having a bite to eat, and as soon as you show up, or maybe if you're there already, as soon as they show up, it's like, yeah, well, I don't know why we have to babysit this guy. He got us into trouble. He's the Without him, we wouldn't have to be here at all.
Without me, you'd be floating out in space or being eaten by a Leviathan. So, yeah, sure.
Oh, sure. We know Captain Horizon saved the day. You ruined the spear of destiny.
I defended the people of this fucking ship. That spear, that's what the spear is for, isn't it? Is the spear really worth more than your life?
Well, who knows? I thought people in the front line were supposed to, make those kind of decisions, not simple workers like us.
Well, I am in the front line.
Yeah, so you ruined our spear to save your own life. That's what I think.
Oh, fuck you.
I think it's probably, a fight breaks out,
Yeah,
like
probably.
shoving and maybe the odd punch, but before
Yeah.
they can really express their true feelings, the supervisor breaks it up. Like, he might not like you, but he knows he can't send you home with broke or back to the hangar with broken bones and whatever else. So he, drives them away and kind of separates you in the work for the rest of the day. And I think he kind of the supervisor, I think he appreciates a fuck you, as much as the next guy. So it's like, yeah, well, don't Don't lay down, don't. They're just looking for some of the blame, you know? But unfortunately, that's you.
Yeah.
That's who they're blaming.
Yeah. That looks down, and you can see it hurts him, right? That they think he's in it for himself. He said, "I didn't have to jump the Leviathan. I didn't have to jump into his mouth to save my own life."
Some people talk, they talk loudest about the stuff they know least about. That's just the way the world works. Don't know if I can change that, but just keep your head down.
I'm very good at keeping my head down. But thanks, man.
Do you think we see anything from Commander Krenn? Like, is he like observing
Yeah.
this work duty, or is he like getting a report at the end of the day about this work?
I think he's getting a report because there was a fight, so that means I might have rations or something again because I was in a fight and I'm not supposed to be in a fight.
Yeah. Don't you know you're a pilot? You can't be getting into fights.
Yes, sir.
I think he's like almost, I know you don't know if he's impressed or disappointed that you didn't say that you didn't start it, you know, but
I mean, the other guys, they might be assholes, but they're still workers. They're not higher ups like Krenn, so I'm not throwing them under the bus.
So yeah, he goes back to looking at reports about other things, and he just like gives you a wave to get you out of his office. You know, like he doesn't even salute or give you a dismissed or whatever. He's like, get out of here. You're beneath him. In any kind of professional respect, at least in his mind.
Yeah, I'm very well aware of that.
Cool.
I
Anything
go
else
and
you?
going out, I turn up the music just so that he hopefully doesn't hear it, but maybe he will. I don't know. I'm just like I'm not able to go out without the tiniest bit of fuck you. So, yeah.
Mass, you're it.
I think that in losing the spear last session, in the name of victory over the Leviathans, we have in some way hindered our connection with one of the great divinities that we had traveled through time to connect with, right? And I think the spear is like a spear of sight and a spear of intention, like a hunter's projectile, like a sort of bird of prey kind of clear-sighted sort of symbolic thing. And so I think going on this very important last mission of humanity, we have one clear goal and one destination. And I think even if this isn't true, or it doesn't actually affect our people in this way, what Horizon, what Iris believes, and what many of the faithful believe, including Serena, is that the lack of this will throw our people into disarray and cause us to lose vision and purpose. And so I think we see, I'm gonna make preparations by sort of working on the shrine that is missing its relic to sort of like renew our devotion to this divinity. Maybe it's like an eagle God or something like that, or a falcon. We had to falcon.
That's where Cordelia will be there and will like see you there and you just
Counterpoint, why would a falcon need a spear?
Because the falcon can transform into a giant, ogre and cast this spear. Or maybe it's a
Listen,
falcon's.
if a falcon is diving out of the sky at its prey, what's more awesome than it also holding a spear? I mean,
Exactly. Exactly. The falcon is in the spear. So I think this scene might be like, it's not the official like reunion ceremony that they might have, but it's like a more of a private, like me and Serena and a few of the other faithful like working on this thing, and there's other people around, and I would love if Cordelia was around too. But I think I'd like to introduce the connection between Serena and I while we're preparing for the next mission. But Ian, please get involved.
oh, I mostly just want for her to be glowering from a distance.
Perfect.
this is the obligation, but we can roll this into the preparations in downtime.
Oh, sorry, I was way tuned out at the start of the session.
No worries. I think it fits, in terms of your duties are right, showing up, making an appearance, connecting with the congregation. So I think it totally works.
Yeah.
Do you think this is with Moon or Sun? If this obligation breaks your heart and drives you to despair, it should be Moon.
I think it breaks my heart and drives me to despair to like be with Serena when like her purpose is taken from her, basically. Like it's hard. It's hard.
So why don't we roll, why don't you roll one die and looking for high.
Okay, and so yeah, the obligation is me like having to appear and like put in the appearance and kind of working overtime doing priest stuff as well as pilot stuff. Sorry, just opening the keeper. One die. It's a two.
So it's four stress.
Oh boy.
So I guess it's pretty stressful, right? To see Serena like this. I think she's putting a brave face on it, right? She is going through this really serious ritual, communing with the congregation. But at some point, you see something in her, and it's like just going through the motions, something you've never seen her do before. Like, how do you think that impacts on Iris? Like, to have her faith shaken like this?
I think that Iris doesn't have a lot tethering her to the human side of things. I think she is so much an instrument of the congregation and is always shifting in and out of time that I think it's hard to keep grounded to this flying space temple that we live call home. And Serena is one of those clear points that reminds her of what it's like to be a person. And so when she is distraught, then I feel like that's most of my footing, kind of. So, yeah. And then the whole Cordelia thing is bouncing around in my head too. That this new pilot is actually this person that I have a rich history with, and that's thrown me off as well. So I think I'm just like barely present, and trying to be supportive as well, but not being a great support either, because I don't have the capacity for it. So it's just being sad, basically.
Do you think there's a moment where you notice that Cordelia is outside and you go to to reach out to her, even if, she seems much happier with her lot than you do, right?
I don't think yet that I go and actually reach out to her, but I think maybe we might make eye contact, and for a second I'd brighten as though seeing an old friend before, like, being brought back to the reality of what passed between us yesterday. And what might I see in Cordelia's eyes? You mentioned a glower, but if we lock eyes.
Resentment.
Yeah.
She is not like she doesn't have a fully formed view of the world. She's not a person of like political conscience or anything. What she thinks is, I'm trying to like do my job and shine while doing it, and you are interfering with me doing that. And whether that's from some misguided sense of like, familial or community obligation, trying to keep this sort of like younger person, sort of little sister analog, safe, or if it's just because you don't think that I have the chops, it doesn't make a difference, So she has the resentment of like, you're holding me back and I don't know why.
Yeah, I would have been like that with Redshift, and now I'm gonna be like that even more with Cordelia. So look forward to more. And then I think I turn away and don't try to, pursue a connection there. I just see what I need to see for now. And get back to doing my, I don't know, my bows. My very complex series of ritualistic vows.
I think when you return, maybe the ritual is finished and the rest of the congregation has moved away, but like Serena, obviously there's been some kind of something going on internally with her while you were kind of stepped out, and it's like I think she says something like, "How could you let this happen?"
I think I like I take a deep breath as I realize like another weight is like saddled onto Iris. And she goes, well, Jet is not easy to predict. But that's no excuse, right? I mean, I've seen it all. But I can't push Jet away. Neither can I stop him from doing what he does. He just does it.
Surely there must be anyone else who could pilot one of our most holy Mecca. Not a criminal, a rebel who spits in our face, who does not hold our values.
Jet's values might be a little off the beaten path, but we can't do this with a single mind. We can't keep walking the path we've been walking for centuries because it's led us to this last desperate stand. And we might need someone who's willing to take things sideways, and I didn't mean to imply that it was a good thing what he did. It was a very bad thing. But we need him all the same.
Yeah, I think the door was left open on that alternate meaning long enough, and Serena just hurls and kind of walks out of her own temple so that she doesn't have to say something to you about it.
I just turn back and look up at the shrine of clear sight and just hope that I'm doing the right thing, because I've traveled back here to change or to ensure Jet's fate, and I feel like I can't share exactly that with Serena, or it might change things, but I just try as much as I can to let her know that he's vaguely important. But I don't know if that's good enough for most people.
Vaguely
You're
important.
muted,
That's
Sydney.
vaguely is not even important enough for Jet.
That's got to be a medal of honor,
Yeah,
vaguely important.
that
I
is vaguely important. Thank you very much.
the level of importance is high, but
Vagueness is
the
certain.
clarity, yes. Thank you.
Okay. I think that's a good place to take our first break. Okay. So let's jump into downtime. So in downtime, you get two actions. I guess we'll go around the table. The downtime actions are make a connection. This is how we build a link between the PCs. You can help a friend recover if they're hurt. You could work on a long-term project. You could, it's called investigation in the core book, but here on a sea of stars, you're making preparations. And finally, you can bond with an engine, which is to have links with an engine as well. So, does anyone have any strong feelings of where to start?
I have an injury. I have a harm. So if somebody might want to help me with that, that would be fine. Okay. I see somebody pointing at themselves, so
Yeah, I think that I would like to do that. I would like to help Jet recover. And I think this will probably be a sort of similar situation as the last time we had a downtime scene together, like coming to visit you in jail, not to put too fine a point on it.
yeah.
This time, instead of books, I'm bringing a first aid kit.
Oh, well, nice. I have other lacerations, I think, but the acid burns from the fight are actually the ones that are actually troubling. Actually, a lot of actually is in there. Sorry.
So when you help a friend recover, describe how you are supporting their healing process and roll an appropriate action. They advance their recovery clock according to the result. The recovery clock is four segments, which you can see there beside your harm track. And the roll fills in segments just like any other downtime action. So a 1 to 3 is 2 segments, 4 to 5 is 3, 6 is 4, a critical, although I don't think we'll be rolling critical. Is 5 ticks, so I guess you get one free for the next time, and you also get a link. So, Ian, why don't you describe how what your approach to it, and I guess it's a good opportunity to do some inter-PC role playing as well.
I think that Cordelia is, sat in this in this cell. There's probably somebody armed nearby. Jed is probably handcuffed to something. But Cordelia is going over the burns with like a Q-tip and something disinfecting or something like that.
I am sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
I imagine that this is a kind of a contact rule that we have, where there's an armed guard maybe looking at their smartwatch or whatever tech they have to entertain themselves. But the actual place where Jet sleeps is in a tube. Like there are several tubes where the criminals are stored. They get let out to do work and maybe hang around the common room or contact room is probably better. But other than that, well, they have to work or they sleep in their tube or yeah. Because we don't have a lot of space for criminals to each have their own cell, right? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think that Cordelia is feeling kind of confused. Like in the previous scene during the obligation phase, her frustration with the situation, she was like riding that wave. Her frustration was like giving her energy rather than hindering her. But now she's in this position where she's like, I know that the mission is a just one. The voyage is a sort of just voyage. But how do I square that with the actions of Horizon, who I have been disappointed by, and Apogee, who by all rights I should despise, but I can't help but feel this sort of connection to. And I think I am going to say, I think I'm going to say, like, trying to sort of like parse my words carefully because there's an armed guard like listening in. What made you choose the spear?
Surname Horizons said that they were vulnerable to artifacts, and we were near that temple, and the spear was a weapon. That was what made me choose it. Wasn't much. Didn't think much. I thought that people would maybe if you believe in the gods, I think you do. The gods gave us these weapons to fight with them. I didn't think they gave us these weapons to just stare at them in the temple. But pff, what do I know, right? I'm just a hydroponics kid.
She's nodding. But you don't believe in them.
No, I don't. Not really.
She says.
I mean, yeah, there's probably something, but yeah, no. They never did anything for me or mine.
She says, when I can't take it anymore, sometimes I sneak out. She's like, murmuring to you, muttering to you. Sometimes I take the cat for a walk outside, She says, but I have people to bring me back. When you go for a walk, what's keeping you here?
You think I don't have people? Just I'm a prisoner, okay? I'm not allowed to be in contact with my people, with my the my for want of a better word, siblings, my community. I have people. I did, I mean, I didn't come from a I didn't fall from the sky. I grew up in hydroponics, and I got into a thing which landed me here,
I think she says,
which I was totally the only person in that thing.
I think she says, they could have come to see you. I'm from maintenance. I'm nobody.
Yeah, but I'm a criminal. And if they associate with me, puts a marker on them. I mean, I acted alone, totally, but they seem to think I didn't. I wasn't. Ask me all sorts of questions. Good thing I don't know anything. Good thing they needed me.
What do you think will happen when they don't need more?
They don't need me anymore? I don't know. I don't know. Then they'll probably. I think when they don't need me anymore, I think they'll just shove me out of an airlock on some bogus mission or something.
I think that she says, I'm not going to let that happen, Jet. Whoever else you might have, I'm your people now, too. And anyway, I have a debt to repay. And she's like wrapping up the acid burns with gauze, you know? And she looks Jet in the eyes, and as she does that, the gauze for a moment like burns in that red spectrum. She says, understand?
If I do understand, then you should also know that there is no debt between us.
She says,
Whatever I might say about being the best pilot on squad, saving one of us saves the other, there's no debt. None of that. Because that can't work like that. And I think he reaches out when she puts her hand away carefully and touches her and says it means a lot that to know, that you're here. And I haven't spoken to my people in a while. It's kind of good to have someone at least
You're speaking
who's,
to your people right now.
yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's good to do that. Even though we don't share my taste in music.
Well, it's growing on me.
I can give you some recommendations.
she takes out a notebook. I think I'm confessing here. Am I the one who rolls? I'm the one who rolls, right?
Yeah, you're the one who rolls, yeah.
Yeah, I'm exposing my inner world of my thoughts and feelings to another.
Yeah, so roll your D6.
Jet recovery. Cordelia confession. I rolled a one.
So still 2 segments ticked on Jet's recovery clock.
I plan to
So.
help. I said I plan to help. So,
Oh, how
few visitors. How spoiled.
Nice, nice.
I love Jet loves having visitors. I mean, and Jet looks as you go. He'll say, but you know what? I still think Apogee is better than that shift. He can't help himself. He doesn't say it with a viciously or anything. It's more like playfully.
I think she responds by saying, I have a lot to learn, but I have a good teacher. What do you think, Steen?
Matt, do you have an idea for your first datum action?
I was thinking I would either make preparations or connect with my engine. I sort of described making preparations already, and I think that is what Iris tends to do in between missions. I think I can imagine going over the footage and what happened from the battle and all the cues from the Leviathan and how it reacted to the spear, how it reacted to our various attacks. But also I can imagine like at the start of that fight, I reached out to whatever God had sent the Leviathans here, or whatever had created them, to try and learn something about their intentions and what they're here for. And all I was able to really get from that is that they were after our sacred sites. And maybe whatever information I might gain might have a give a little more clarity to what they are here for, or how we can make a safe passage to our destination without the spear. So I can dream up a scene for that, or
Yeah.
maybe I can look at my actions.
Does this sound like analyze or maybe perceive or?
Let me read perceive.
Or if you're stretching, like forgive this god who sent the Leviathans against you.
I like that. Oh, that is good. Yeah. So my only way to get extra dice or to push in this case.
So in downtime, we are. I know we're using actions, but I don't think we do any of the kind of other kind of in the mission action enhancements. We just roll straight.
Got it.
The one place where we can get a bonus is if we make a connection, and if the person we're making a connection with really likes what we're doing, we get an extra die.
Cool. I think that I'm gonna go with analyze because I think that Iris is a little bit disconnected from her clear conduit as like a messenger of the gods and is totally off of her usual styles, and communication is not a thing for her, and I think she retreats to studying, which is not a good place for her when she's all alone and just going over details and runes and sacred texts and battle plans, but that's what she's doing.
So poring over sacred texts in the dark, all alone, the kind of weight of this pressure on you to deliver some answer, right?
Yeah, it's a messy desk with starlight coming through, and there's the dichotomy of drawn up tactical plans and blueprints of the ship and entry points, and then yeah, ancient texts from countless faiths from throughout the history of our people, and just cross-referencing things that shouldn't probably be cross-referenced, but or that you wouldn't think could. So I'll roll my one die. And I've rolled a five to make preparations.
Nice. So we fill in three segments on the series sheet. Your readiness. We're going to increase readiness by three. And I guess I tell you what you discovered and what gave you this particular insight.
It does say in the little thingy that I can ask the director one or two questions from your gather info
Exactly.
list.
Yeah. So
Interesting.
let me give you what's in my on my mind first, and then you can build on that. If you've any ideas for particular things you want to call out, then go for that regardless. Yeah, I think that idea of like having these ancient scrolls with this kind of strange art style that you kind of see carved into the ziggurat, counterpoint with these kind of cold print documents of after action reports from previous generations pilots, maybe even one with like Lieutenant Kren, on the listing. And it shows you that that some kind of s that there's a suspicion which is kind of in between the lines but not explicitly said because maybe it was too dangerous, that there were some inside the last bastion who were praying to the very gods who were sending the Leviathans against you. Some kind of fifth column within humanity who wanted you to fail or saw that success would only be through this horrendous assault by the Leviathans. And I think there's something like, again, going from one to the other, then back, there's like a mention of, some god you had never heard of before now. Maybe memories or at least the publicity for this god have been erased or stamped out in previous years. So yeah, there's something here on the station that might give you a connection with whatever is sending the Leviathans this way, or give you some insight into their agenda or intelligence, the way they do things.
Okay, that's very good. That's very good. Is this gather information question that says, what defies the flow of time? And I just love that question. I don't know if I want to answer it, but what defies the flow of time? What might happen if I go talk to Kren about this pillar or this god?
I guess we could find that, right?
Yeah, we certainly could. I think I do want to take a recovery action with Jet, but that could be a potential thing to do.
Yeah, I think if you maybe to sum up what might happen if you, I mean, I think you'll definitely get answers. You'll get something that maybe isn't even in the report, but also you might send him into a spiral, right? Like he has been maybe not thinking about this cataclysmic battle, this unknown enemy for years. I mean, or has he? Maybe that's why he's so hard on people who he thinks are working against your mission, because he knows that there's some people still here who want humanity to fail.
Cool. And then there's a part of Iris that's also thinking about what if we found this connection point, this cult or this relic that is anchored this or that is, reached out to this forgotten god. And what if we travel through time and go there and face this god and stop them from, from sending the Leviathans, from impeding our desperate flight to our new home or whatever. And she's spinning up these plans that she'd never get permission for, never have the resources for, and would put all of her friends in danger. But that's where she's at right now. The cork board is out.
That is certainly what an anime character would do, right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay, we can come back around to see that on screen when you if you want to confront Kren, right? Okay. Sabine, how about Jett? Do you have a Gundam action in mind?
I have several downtime actions in mind, but I think I don't. I mean, I would like to leave about on the next breakpoint, so I will make one of these. And I think, I mean, I have one project, and I think this is the last chance I get to work on it. So I think I should, and I will work on my project because I think it's mainly because Cordelia reminded me so much that I. And I mean, it's nice having Cordelia. I like having this connection with her. But I miss my old crew. I do. Because, I mean, she has her people, I presume, right? I don't know anything about her, besides that she's kind of friendly and is a maintenance worker and is Redshift. Well, okay, I need to wrap my head around that. And instead of doing that and dealing with emotional stuff, I will try to reach my sibling, my crush mate, Checkers, just to see, not just to see if she's okay, to see what's going on there.
So, how do you think you're approaching this? I can't remember what we rolled the last time.
I think we rolled Express actually because I went to Agatha and had her help me out there. I think right now I would lean into just I will just look for opportunities, I guess, when I'm not watched, when people are doing something else, when I'm in a good position to put this cable in here and this other cable. And no, I'm not doing anything I'm not supposed to be. This is actually where I am. Yeah.
Okay,
Just
yeah.
looking for these little opportunities of possibility.
Okay.
I think I'm going with perceive here.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And also, I suppose Agatha must be quite busy as everyone is doing maintenance and repairs, so finding the right moment to corner her and not piss her off, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so yeah, roll your die and let's see how you go.
That's a four.
So that is three ticks
Okay.
on
I don't know how
your.
many ticks this clock had, but I
Oh,
have.
sorry. If you look on the clocks tab,
Oh, it.
yeah.
Oh, it's on the clocks tab. There
Yeah.
we go. One, two, three. Okay.
Almost there.
Almost there.
What
Well,
does
okay.
this look like? What I mean, I think, you know, you're all but there. You can almost taste freedom, or at least this, you know, escape route. What do you think it looks like?
I think what this looks like is that I actually have contact with Checkers various times, actually, and she says we might be able to do something with the new damage throughout the station. Some of the older connections between the temples have become obvious, and we don't know who else might be using them, but you could use them to just the opportune moment give these assholes a slip. And turn up in the hydroponics gardens. No one's the wiser. We'll change your hair color. And nobody will ever realize that you're you.
Yeah. So yeah, I imagine. I guess you're on this comms that you've set up with your friend with Checkers,
Checks.
and yeah, she is really looking forward to it. She like knows that you can. All you have to do really is, I don't know, get the key that'll unlock this door, or find the person who will take a small bribe to get you through, or get you the passcode or whatever it is. So it's, Yeah, I think she is inclined to almost like do it with brute force now, but then that would spoil the reusability of it. So, like, how do you think you can restrain her?
Oh, I'll just tell her that I'm watched. I have to go. That's pretty easy. Because the thing is, yeah, I want to go. I want to leave. But that would mean leaving Redshift hanging. And I don't think that I'm inclined to do that. That's a problem, right? Because they don't have enough pilots. And I'm a damn good pilot. This is the best job I've ever had, if it hadn't been forced on me. Sure beats scraping beetles out of hydroponic gardens and shelling them and seeing if you can eat them. Not all of the beetles are edible, you have to know. Anyway.
Do you think Checkers gets like a sense of this like other person you don't want to abandon when
Maybe.
you
I mean, we all know that Jed is not super good at hiding his emotions, right? So, yeah, she knows him.
So yeah, I think I guess there's like a is there some kind of sense of jealousy or like impatience with this new excuse now that you're on the verge of freedom, but maybe because it's on a comm and you can cut it off, that uncomfortable silence gets cut off.
It gets cut off.
Yeah.
So bad connection. Sorry, there was some guard walking by.
Yeah.
Damn it. And then I'm sitting there. There was no guard nearby, and I'm like, damn it. What am I even doing?
Yeah. Okay, great stuff. Ian, I think we should come back around to Cordelia for a second action.
Just one quick interjection.
Yeah.
If Horizon wants to connect with Jet, then that's the time because I don't think I can last another hour. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
I think
Sorry
we'll
to
wrap
push
up.
this, but
Yeah. No problem. How about we wrap up after that scene and then we can pick up with the extra two tandem actions at the start of next week and then jump straight into the mission? Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it's fine if Cordelia and Iris want to connect. Then I don't. I would love to. I can watch the video for this, and you can have that. I imagine that you want to have a scene together, Ian and Matt. I would be very
I was actually
surprised.
going to say that it's, I don't think it's time for that yet.
Oh, okay. Ooh, neat. Okay, sorry. Okay, no.
Why don't the two of you make a connection and then we'll sort it out.
I just want to get that clock finished up so we can stop being burned by acid.
I even Jed would appreciate that.
Cool. Well, I think that what Iris does is through the magic of bureaucracy, after her like feverish night of overindulging in her studies and her obsessive divination, she I think a screw this feeling comes over her, and having like been spurned by her lover and by her old best friend, she just sort of like is remembering fondly the banter that Jet and her shared. And even though Jet gives her shit and doesn't listen to anything she says, I think that's still the friend she needs right now. And in sticking up for Jet to Serena in this very roundabout and honestly kind of, she didn't really take a strong stance, but she still just said how much we need Jet. And I think she's been thinking about that and like, maybe I've been just on autopilot for my whole life. And so she finds a way to make a work stoppage for a day in the hydroponics. And so everyone gets called away and she makes an official requisition for Jet. as like a prisoner or like someone who she needs to interrogate or something, or like, and this would probably not be good if they knew she was doing this, but I think that what Iris thinks she's doing is giving Jet like his first chance of freedom, not knowing that he has this other route of escape. She thinks she's like being this big benevolent, older sibling and like doing something like this, when meanwhile that's not entirely the case. But I think maybe we just go for a day on the city and take the credit card and like see how many credits we can spend in 4 hours or maybe 10 hours.
Is this empathize or, I mean, is this defy? I
I
don't
think it's
know.
defy. I think I'm trying to finish up this healing clock. Like, I think that Cordelia did a lot of the actual healing work, and now it's just like you need time not to reopen the wound and maybe to relax and have a little too much to drink or something.
Right. I think maybe just to make Defy make a little bit more sense, you're bringing Jet out of holdup or whatever, and Commander Crenn stops you, right, and says, what is the meaning of this? There's no mission on the cards for Jet.
This is a side mission, officially sanctioned.
And he knows what that means. That means like time travel, right?
Yep, totally. It means it's above your pay grade, my buddy.
Awesome. So I guess we know that this is naval ranks where captain is higher than commander now, right?
Yeah, I think that Iris lives in this strange place where she might not like her rank might not reflect sort of the unofficial power invested in her or the backing that she has by much more important people. So even though she can't command Kren, maybe, or maybe she can, but like the people don't question her a lot of the time because it might be like an arch prelate who's told her something. And it's the more the faith side than the military side.
Cool. So why didn't you roll Defy?
Yeah, sure. Jed, if you want to just interject a couple things about what kind of trouble you get me in, because my version of this is probably much tamer than yours.
I think Jed is super suspicious of you doing the whole thing because, I mean, you're the captain. What do you want from him exactly? And he will, at a certain point when we're out and about, he will point blank ask, "What's this about, Captain? What am I doing here?"
They say we all have a fate to play out.
Okay.
We all have a role to play in this world, right? Jed, have you heard that before?
I've heard that a lot of times before, yes.
Yeah, me too. And I just had enough of it all,
Okay.
And
I
I
have.
think you can, like, this whole time I've been kind of acting like the cool, like trying to be cool camp counselor who's like, yo, we're gonna go have a drink off hours. But underneath it all, there's this like unhinged sense of like needing to let off some steam in a major way.
Okay. I think Snapchat can. Yeah. Well. Oh. Okay. Okay. So. One thing. Well, I can't call you captain when we're doing this.
No, I don't want to be captain.
Okay. Iris, right? Okay. All right.
Yeah,
Nice.
Jet. I like to have you around, but I don't think it's right that they keep you in a box. And I don't want you to run away. But sometimes we got to do a bit of running.
Thing about running away is, What are you running toward? And also, can you go back? I mean, we go out now. We have well, we decompress, I think the word is, in your circles.
Yeah.
And then we go back.
I have to go back. I always have to go back. But you have a choice. And I won't take that from you.
Thank you. I think my choice is pretty limited.
Yeah, I guess that was a stupid thing to say.
I think, look, I know a place, they do music there. Might not be the music you're used to, but you want to dance?
Is it chamber music?
No. It's not chamber music.
Okay, we can try that. We can try that.
Just like inside his head, what am I doing here? Anyway, but any chance, right? I mean,
Yeah. And underlying all of this is the dark fate that I know that Jet is chained to, in a way that if Jet leaves, then we'll fail, and if Jet stays, then he will be forgotten and swallowed up.
wow. But
I just have to say how much I appreciate that this has turned into the ones who walk away from Omelas, but in giant mechs in space.
I rolled a four.
nice.
So that's 3 seconds on the clock. So you keep one for free, Sabine, and then
Oh.
you remove your for next time. You remove your acid burns.
I'm better. That was one part. That was one hell
Yeah.
of a party.
Obviously, in real life, Cordelia's healing salve just took a little bit longer to work, but
I think it was the retail therapy for sure.
Dance therapy.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes maybe it needed for the muscles to warm up or something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, maybe Jet didn't dance that much and just watch Iris do it and wonder if he should just fucking run, right? Because he's thinking about it for sure, but
Iris is trashed on two shots and and having
okay.
the night of her life.
Okay, and that is the point where Jet can just leave her there because whatever will happen to the super entitled, super sheltered girl here that he dragged her when she's already tanked. No, he can't leave her there. That's not the kind of no. Oh hell. There I say fuck.
I mean, that's a whole nother flavor. I will not leave you behind, at the nightclub when it's you're waiting for a taxi, right?
Yeah,
Totally fits.
absolutely.
Okay, awesome. Let's wrap it up there, I think, and jump back in next week. Let me stop the recording and then we will do our debrief.